Remember when you were in preschool and you hated taking that afternoon nap? How much do you regret that now? As we get older, we tend to forget how important our sleeping habits are. And that's why the Northwest University's Student Counseling and Development is here to help you with your sleeping habits. The most important thing is to keep up your routine, especially when it comes to sleep. When we get busy and the academics increase, sleep tends to be one of the first aspects to our routine that changes. Either we sleep more, going to bed earlier, waking up later, or enjoying those afternoon naps, or we tend to sleep less, going to bed later because there's no alarm waiting for you the next morning. Both of these can influence your quality of sleep, and we tend to still feel tired. This leads to us feeling tired or our emotions feeling heightened, and we feel less motivated. When we alter our habits and routines before we go to bed, it will likely not have immediate positive effects. It can take a week or two before you settle into a routine and you start feeling rejuvenated in the mornings. Thus, be patient with yourself. The following aspects are important when working on your sleeping habits. Firstly, perfect timing. Most of our sleeping habits are just that, habits. Thus, we can train ourselves to get into the habit of falling asleep. It's important to go to bed at the same time every night and get up at the same time every morning. And yes, even on weekends. It's a myth that there's a right amount of hours to sleep. The amount of hours you sleep is individually measured. Thus, find the amount that helps you function optimally and stick with it. Secondly, sleep when you're tired. But be wary of lying in bed when you're not tired at all. It's important not to spend too much time in bed when you don't feel tired. Thirdly, climb out of bed and try again. If after about 20 minutes you're still awake and not feeling sleepy, get up and do a mundane task which doesn't require a lot of effort or cognitive capacity, like reading a boring article about something that falls outside your interest area, folding the washing that's been on your couch for 3 days, etc. Alternatively, change your scenery. For example, sit on the couch. It's however important to keep the lights at dim. Do not make the lighting bright, because this will tell your body that it's time to wake up. Then when you start to feel sleepy, go to bed. Here's the kicker. Number 4. No coffee or cigarettes. Drinks like tea, coffee, some cool drinks, some medications, or snacks like chocolates containing caffeine, and cigarettes act as stimulants, which will wake you up. Try to avoid these a few hours before you start to get ready for bed. Also, avoid alcohol. Even though alcohol may make you feel tired or drowsy, it decreases the quality of your sleep. You may thus wake up in the middle of the night and struggle to fall asleep again. Or you may wake up the next morning still feeling tired. Use your bed only for sleeping. In order to train your mind that the bed means sleep, don't use it for anything else, like watching series or movies, studying, eating, etc. Your mind and body will start to associate the bed with sleep. Say goodbye to afternoon naps. Naps only make it harder to sleep in the evening. Thus, replace your nap time with an alternative activity when you feel tired. Something that's also relaxing, but is not sleeping. Listen to music, read a book, or build a puzzle. When it comes to your personal sleep rituals, find something that works for you. That reminds your body and mind that it's almost bedtime. Drink chamomile tea or hot milk, which acts as a natural sleep inducer. Do a breathing exercise, stretch while listening to relaxing music, or spray something like lavender on your pillow. In order for us to fall asleep, your body temperature changes slightly. So bathing or showering about 30 minutes or an hour before bed can assist with this process. Remember to avoid constant time checking. When you struggle to fall asleep, constantly checking the time will increase your anxiety, which may make it more difficult for you to fall asleep. So avoid constantly checking the time and rather get up. You can also keep a sleep diary. Sometimes we assume things about our own sleeping pattern and habits without realizing that it's not necessarily that accurate. Rather, keep a diary in the mornings where you monitor your sleeping and associated habits. Something else you can try is exercise. Exercising makes your body feel more tired in the evenings, but getting the right time to exercise is very important. Most people find that exercising about 3 hours before bedtime makes it more difficult to fall asleep. So try morning exercising, either strenuous exercising or just a walk around the block. Healthy eating also helps. General healthy eating is important, but also the time when you eat. Not too close to bedtime, but also not too far to feel hungry. Also, avoid big portions of food just before bedtime. Try adjusting light and sound. Light and noise is distracting when trying to fall asleep. Thus, try to minimize these distractions in order to make it easier for you to fall asleep. Soft light or no light is best. Use earplugs or even an eye cover if there are distractions. Furthermore, if possible, try to adjust your temperature as to not make it too hot or too cold in the room. If you struggled the previous night with sleeping, avoid adjusting your routine the next day accordingly, as this may reinforce the insomnia. Try to still get to everything you planned on doing. Sleep is one of the most important parts of your day and can help decrease anxiety and increase motivation.